Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I get around.
720 WGN on the road with Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio live on Michigan Avenue, and so many great events happening around Chicagoland. I don't know if there is any greater. I'm leaning towards there is none greater than the Taste of Des Plaines is coming up the 16th and 17th of June for a few different reasons. It has the things you know and love about a great festival. It's got music. It's got food. It's got stuff for the family and kids. But it's also got a car show. The Bumper to Bumper car show is going to be happening. And front and center is going to be the city of Des Plaines as they kind of showcase the best of what they have to offer on the food side, the car side, the entertainment side. And even on the municipal side, and in studio, we have an alderman over there and a guy, an integral part of the car show as well, the one and only Mike Cherwitz. Mike, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
You know, this is a big and exciting time. A lot of things happen in Des Plaines on a regular basis, and you're there with your hand on the pulse of everything going on the governmental side. But this is an opportunity where everybody can kind of get together. Everybody may not agree on everything on the government side, but everybody agrees that great music, great food is a great way to come together and celebrate everything about Des Plaines coming up for the Taste.
Yes, and that's so true. It's a great opportunity to put the community together, you know, on a nice Saturday afternoon with music and food and all the kids come around. It's a great, great opportunity.
Off the air, we talked a little bit about it, and I know we had some of the restaurants on during our Bill and Wendy segment as well, and that's one of the things that makes this kind of cool is that you've restricted, I don't want to say restricted, but you've kind of curated some of the best flavors of Des Plaines. After all, it is Taste of Des Plaines, so you don't have, 10 pizza places or, a bunch of different Italian restaurants. You've kind of got one of each, and the diversity is pretty crazy good.
Yes, and we worked very hard at, as you say, making it a Des Plaines flavor. So it's a lot of the local restaurants coming out, and also the menu has been adjusted so there are no duplicates. You can have a wide variety of different stuff, all very local from our local restaurants.
You got Sunrise Grill. There's some really cool kind of higher end, almost fine dining selections, some interesting flavors there. You've got some of the burgers that are coming out of the Tiki Terrace. We had Phil in studio where he brings not only the great food of Polynesia, but also a little bit of that entertainment, right? Where he's going to be doing some flaming, knives and some kind of a show that they're going to do.
Yes, it will be. It's all a great event. And again, the diversity. So you can have a little bit of each thing. You don't have to sit down and have a whole meal. You have the opportunity to just pick and choose as you want.
Here on the road, we talk about tailgating. We talk a little bit of food. We talk road trips, family road trips. Hopefully everybody in the Chicagoland area and even beyond can make their way to see us because we're going to be broadcasting this show live from Taste of Des Plaines on Saturday from 2 till 4. But near and dear to our heart, not only does it have all of those things, the family-friendly stuff, it's got the there's a petting zoo, there's some great bands, some of the best bands in the area you guys are going to have coming out and performing, but also a car show. So you've got like a classic car show. We talked a little bit about it off the air. I think it is one of those things. Music can have its fans depending on kind of the demographic that it appeals to. And certainly everybody sort of likes food, but everybody has different tastes. I think classic cars, cruise nights, it brings in, I think, all across the spectrum. You'll have kids loving it. You'll have senior citizens loving it and everybody in between.
Yes, it's definitely universal. All the colors, the chrome, even the individuals that own each of the cars are each...
They're colorful.
Themselves, yeah, individuals, definitely. And the passion they each have and why that passion. There's just a wealth of information that comes out at a car show.
Including yourself. So there you are with, you've got this role as one of the leaders of the community on the municipal side as an alderman there in Des Plaines, but you're a car fan too. And specifically, I'm sure you like a lot of different cars, but the Corvair has kind of got it for you, right? You have some Corvairs. You have a Corvair Club. I mean, the Corvair is a pretty cool car.
As I said, every individual who owns a car has a story and what that story is about that car. And Corvair just happened to be my first car. I bought my first one for $25.
$25.
It had no brakes. My dad had to drive it home on a parking brake because the brake lines had blown out. And it just from there, it just evolved and
So have built in a little speed, a little sportiness, some danger, certainly. No brakes.
Yeah, I was just a kid, obviously, at the time, and it was a great opportunity. It got me started, got me going. They were relatively inexpensive, and now I'm still a member of the Chicagoland Corvair Club. We meet every third Thursday. I have lifelong friends that came out of that first car. So, again, you always have a story to go with your car, but I just happen to love the Corvair, and it's been a very good car.
You're not alone. I think people around the country love the Corvair, and it's one of those things you didn't necessarily know that it was going to catch on. There's a lot of great models that people look back and say, hey, that was pretty cool. But the Corvair, what is it about it? You love it. Obviously, you have that attachment because it was your first car. And we talk about first cars on this show all the time. And regardless of what it is, even if it was like an 84 Chevy Chevette, people are like, oh, I love that car because of the good times, maybe the memories that go with it. But the Corvair is like held on with a lot of people. What is it about the Corvair that's made it where you and the other members of the club just love to, I guess, have them, show them off, talk about them? Enjoy.
Actually, a couple of different things. One is the unique design. It was completely different for its day. Rear engine, rear wheel drive. There was not much like that before. The Volkswagen kind of was. The Mustang and all of the other muscle cars were completely different.
Right.
So mechanically, it started out differently. And then, you know, of course, you got to put in Nader. Corvair and Nader go simultaneously. That was whether good or bad. That was what happened and got the Corvair a lot of publicity. So that also kind of brought us together to kind of fend off Nader, you know, if you will, from the club.
See, you were even being like a kind of a like an activist even back then, around the car.
In a way, right? You know, because what he said and saw about the Corvair, we certainly did not. You know, we did not see it that way. So it was kind of another voice, and I think the club was very active about, especially back then. So. But it's kept us together for quite a few years.
You talk about the Corvair. You're going to see a lot of them out there on the 17th during Taste of Displays for the bumper to bumper car show. You're going to see the Corvairs out there, the club. You'll see Mike out there as well. And we encourage people to show up and attend. So talk about, for those people in our vast listening audience, and we've highlighted a lot of different community car shows. Some are one-offs, kind of like Displays. You have one big day to kind of showcase and enjoy. Some are once a month. Some are once a week. But for this one coming up at Taste of Displays, where we'll be broadcasting this show live, how can people, can they just show up with their car on that day and kind of park and enjoy?
I think the registration starts before noon, and yes, you just got to come out. We have plenty of room for you. It's along the whole festival area. It's one part of that. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to show the car. I also think what makes our particular car show different than most car shows is that just the timing of it. It's a nice Saturday afternoon. You know, a lot of the other communities have car shows in the evening.
Right.
It's a car night. It's a you know, classic car evening kind of thing. This is a great opportunity Saturday afternoon to bring the grandkids out and the kids and just see it in a different light where the sun is shining. It's great.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different, you know, I think that's what makes our Displays bumper to bumper car show rather unique is this timing.
And as much as you have people that enjoy cruise nights and car shows for what it is that they are, you have the whole Taste of Displays attached to it, right? And there's no admission to get into it, to enjoy the music. Certainly, you know, there's tickets if you want to enjoy some of the food, but is there a cost to be a part of the car show, or you just show up and you can register and park?
Yep, not at all. You just register, park, and you're part of the car show. I think the judging is very simple. It's just simply a people's choice type judging, so you kind of get the people to help out, and it's a real low-key, real interesting event.
Yep, you can go ahead and win the people's choice. I think they've got a couple categories, maybe like a classic car, maybe sports car. I mean, I'm not sure what the categories are, but I think, like you said, they're pretty simple, and it's the people. It's the, you know, your other car fans and motorsports enthusiasts and other attendees there at Taste of Displays are going to be choosing that winner. So I think it's just all in fun. Get out there, see some great cars, and enjoy it as well. So website or places where people can get on board, see either some of the timing for some of the events, the bands, and some of the other things going on. Well, I know that you can find it on the Facebook page for Displays, facebook.com/Taste of Displays. Saturday, June 17th is a car show starting at about noon. Just bring your car in there. And Ellenwood Street's near the downtown metro station. Judging takes place between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. So get in there at 12, look around, make your choices, and bring your car. And event trophies are presented at about 5 p.m. For information, please, you can call Beth at 847-767-7663 or check out all the information at facebook.com/Displays. Des Plaines. Mike Cherowitz, thanks so much for what you're doing, for leading the way for Des Plaines into the future, right? In so many different ways, as one of those great suburbs that's the proximity is there. You've got the food, you've got just a great quality of life. I know that you promote all that stuff, and the quality of life goes through the roof for Taste of Des Plaines coming up on the 16th and 17th. So thanks, Mike, for what you're doing, and thanks for being on WGN today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. It's my pleasure.